Researchers claim to have cracked the code on how cancer-causing agents trigger mutations that lead to cancer tumors.
This is an interesting study published in the journal Nature, done by the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in the UK and in the United States. And it's part of a larger project called the International Cancer Genome Consortium, which is trying to look at the genetic sequences of 50 different tumor types. So what they did is they looked at the genetic sequence of various human cancer cells, melanoma and small cell lung cancer, and looked at some of the mutations that occur with what they believe due to or might be due to ultraviolet light and cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke containing about 60 compounds, ultraviolet light damaging cells, and changing the genetic code or sequence. And these sequences are literally letters in a line representing different base pairs in the genes, and that change. And so they took these cancers out of a couple of people and looked at the genetic sequences using a machine that actually does this very rapidly, compared them to normal cells. And what they found, what was interesting, is that they found that in malignant melanoma, they identified over 33,000 single letter changes or one specific pair in the genetic sequence that was changed that appeared to be caused by ultraviolet light. So 33,000 of them. They found many areas in the genes themselves that didn't contain any, or genetic sequences didn't contain any genes that caused the cancer, which meant that the body was trying to repair things. And some of the areas did contain the genes that coded for certain proteins. Similarly, with the lung cancer, 22,000, almost 23,000 single letter changes, again, in the sequence. And these did code for proteins, 134 of them. So the bottom line to all of this is that with regards to the cigarette smoke and the cell changes, they found that for every 15 cigarettes smoked, there was one mutation in this particular type of cancer. And not only that, they found that although it's the beginning of the research, you can't really use this right now in terms of treatment. They're just trying to understand the mechanism behind the cancers, and that eventually what the hope is that people will have these sequences monitored and evaluated for each person that has a cancer to know what protein is affected, to know what damage is done, to be able to repair things. But it's certainly very interesting in trying to understand, again, the mechanism of these diseases.
All right. So nothing that is going to make it to the bedside right now, but promise for the future.
That's right. It's still a long way to go, but again, opens up avenue of understanding of how cancer works.
Doctor, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.